Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle breakbeat in Ableton Live 12 that feels dusty, dark, and ready for a smoky warehouse system. If you're brand new to this style, don't worry, we're keeping it beginner-friendly, using only Ableton stock tools and focusing on the core jungle idea, a chopped break, strong kick and snare energy, a little swing, some ghost notes, and enough space for a bass line to hit underneath later. So first thing, set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a great sweet spot for classic jungle and drum and bass energy. Fast enough to move, but still roomy enough for the groove to breathe. Now we need our drum source. Grab a breakbeat loop from Ableton's core library, your own sample collection, or any clean break you already have. You want something with a clear kick, a clear snare, and some hat movement. A slightly human, slightly dusty loop is perfect. Drag that break onto an audio track. Next, let's make sure the loop is behaving properly. Open the clip view, turn warp on, and set warp mode to beats. That's usually the best starting point for drum loops because it keeps the transients punchy. If the timing feels off, adjust the warp markers so the loop sits tight to the grid. If the loop starts sounding smeared or over-edited, back off and keep it simple. For drums, you usually want just enough warping to lock the feel without killing the original character. Once the break is locked in, we're going to slice it into MIDI. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing if the break has clear drum hits, or 1/16, if it's very clean and you want a more even division. Ableton will build a drum rack for you, with each slice mapped to a pad. This is where jungle starts to get fun. Now your break is not just a loop anymore. It's a set of playable drum pieces. You can rearrange them, repeat them, mute them, and build your own pattern from the original groove. Create a new MIDI clip on the sliced drum rock track, and start with a simple tube bar idea. Think of it like a backbone first, then the flavor. Put a strong kick feel on beat 1. Put a strong snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Then start filling the spaces with chopped break fragments. Don't aim for perfection here. Jungle is not about making everything neat and symmetrical. It's about tension, motion, and a groove that feels like it's constantly leaning forward. In bar 1, try a kick on 1, a snare on 2, a small ghost hit or hat fragment just after 2, another kick or break hit before 3, then a snare on 4 and maybe a tiny fill at the end. In bar 2, keep the same backbone, but change one thing. Maybe add an extra break chop. Maybe move one hit slightly. Maybe add a little roll into the turnaround. That tiny variation is what keeps the loop alive. Now let's talk about ghost notes, because these are a huge part of smoky jungle drums. Ghost notes are the quiet little details. Soft snare taps, tiny kick stabs, light hat hits, or small break fragments that sit underneath the main hits and make the loop feel human. In the MIDI editor, lower the velocity of these smaller hits. Keep your main snare strong, and make the ghost notes much quieter. A good rough range is around 110 to 127 for the main snare, and somewhere around 20 to 60 for ghost hits. That contrast gives the groove depth. A really useful mindset here is call and response. Let the kick feel like a statement, and let the snare answer back. Then use ghost notes as little replies in between. That's part of what gives jungle its conversational energy. Now, try not to quantize everything too hard. This is one of the biggest beginner mistakes. If you lock every single hit perfectly to the grid, the drum loop can start sounding stiff and lifeless. You can quantize lightly, especially on a 1/16 grid, but leave some hits a little early or a little late if it helps the groove. Jungle often sounds best when it's tight, but not sterile. It should feel controlled, not robotic. At this point, it's smart to reinforce the break with a clean kick and snare layer. The break gives the character, but the layer gives the punch and consistency. Add a short, punchy kick sample with a solid low body and not too much tail. Then add a snare with a sharp attack and enough body to cut through. Keep the mix sensible. You don't want to bury the break. You want to support it. Now let's shape the whole drum sound with Ableton devices. On the break or the drum group, start with drum bus. This is one of the best tools for drum and bass. Add just a little drive, maybe around 5-15%, and keep the boom subtle at first. You can raise transients slightly for more punch, but don't overdo it. If the hats get too sharp, use the damp control to smooth them out. Next, use EQ8 to clean things up. High pass the very low rumble, usually somewhere below 25 to 35 Hz. If the loop feels muddy, gently reduce some buildup in the low mids, around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more crack, a small boost in the 2 to 5 kHz area can help. And if the top end gets harsh, soften some of that around 7 to 10 kHz. Think of EQ here as cleanup. not surgery. Saturator is next. This is where the beat starts to get a little grime and density. Turn on soft clip. Then add a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Keep an eye on the output so you're not clipping too hard. This helps the drums feel thicker and more warehouse-like, without making them explode into distortion for no reason. If the whole thing feels too loose, add a glue compressor on the drum bus. Keep it subtle. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, and a ratio of 2 to 1 is a solid start. You only want a couple dB of gain reduction. The goal is glue and movement, not flattening the life out of the break. For that smoky warehouse vibe, we also want texture. A little dirt goes a long way. Redux can add grit if you use it lightly, and erosion is great for dusting up hats and upper percussion. You can also set up a return track with echo for a very quiet, filtered delay space. Don't drown the drums in effects. Just let the room feel a little humid, a little shadowy, a little industrial. Twing is another huge part of this style. Jungle and drum and bass are all about bounce. You can use the groove pool in Ableton and apply a modest swing groove, or manually nudge some hats and ghost notes. Keep the snare mostly locked, but let certain pickup hits sit slightly the head or behind the grid. That push and pull is what makes the beat feel alive. A good way to think about it is this. The beat should move forward, but it should never feel overcorrected. A little imperfection is good. In fact, slight timing drift and uneven velocity can make the break feel worn and gritty, which is exactly what we want. Now let's make sure the loop can live in a real track. A two-bar loop is a good start, but jungle usually benefits from variation over time. If you want to stretch this into an 8-bar section, keep bars 1 and 2 a little more restrained, then open things up in bars 3 and 4. In bars 5 and 6, remove one ghost note or add a quick fill. In bars 7 and 8, throw in a transition fill, a snare roll, or a tiny pause before the next section. That's how you create the feeling that something is always building. Here's a really useful beginner move: create a cleaner version and a dirtier version of the same loop. Bounce both and compare them. The clean one may be better if you want clarity. The dirtier one may feel more like a warehouse rave. And don't forget to leave headroom. If your drums are already peaking, the bass line won't have anywhere to sit later. A few quick coaching reminders. Start with drums first, bass second. In jungle, the drum pattern often tells the bass line where to move. Don't fix every imperfection. Don't use too many layers. And keep the low end under control, so there's room for that sub to breathe later. If you want one extra trick, try a subtle parallel dirt bus. Send the drums to a return track, saturate or distort that return lightly, then filter it hard and blend it underneath the clean drums. That gives you grit without losing punch. You can also automate tiny changes in saturation or filter over 8 bars so the beat feels like it's breathing. Let's wrap with a simple practice challenge. Build 3 versions of the same 2-bar jungle loop. One version should be clean and tight. One should be dark and dusty. One should be more aggressive, with stronger transient impact and a little extra energy at the end of bar 2. Keep the main snare points the same in all 3. Change only one or two things at a time. Then bounce them out and compare which one feels most ready for a bass line and which one feels most like a real warehouse loop. So the big takeaway is this: jungle drums should feel powerful, dirty, and alive. Not perfect, not polished to death, alive. If you've got this loop sounding good, you're in a great place to move on to the next step, building a Reese bass line that locks into this groove and makes the whole thing hit even harder.